This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. think tank says satellite imagery has indicated a high level of activity at North Korea's main nuclear complex. This comes after leader Kim Jong-un ordered the production of weapons-grade nuclear material to be ramped up. Washington-based 38 North said Saturday that images taken in March suggested that an experimental light water reactor at the country's Yongbyon site was nearing completion. The report said water discharges were detected from the reactor's cooling system, suggesting that the reactor was nearing operational status. Images also indicated that new construction had started around the site's uranium enrichment plant, which could expand its capabilities. Tens of thousands of demonstrators flocked the streets of Israel on Saturday in protests that have become a show of discontent with Israel's far-right government. In Tel Aviv, protesters briefly occupied the Ayalon Highway, one of the city's main thoroughfares, before it was cleared by police on horseback and water cannon. Israelis also protested outside the residence of the Israeli president in Jerusalem. Israeli media estimated more than 150,000 people attended the protests nationwide on Saturday. Three British men have been detained by the Taliban in Afghanistan. This according to the Presidium Network, the UK nonprofit group. On Saturday, media reports named the men as charity medic Kevin Cornwell, an unnamed manager of a hotel for aid workers, and YouTube star Miles Routledge. Routledge is described in the British press as a danger tourist, someone who travels to dangerous countries and posts about it online. Scott Richards of the Presidium Network said there had been no meaningful contact between authorities and the two men Presidium's assisting. VOA News. Syrian state news agency Sana says five Syrian soldiers were wounded in an Israeli airstrike near the western city of Homs early Sunday. Sana said the strike was Israel's third this week after strikes on Damascus on March 30th and 31st. Syria's air defense intercepted several missiles, but five soldiers were wounded and some material damage was reported. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based war monitoring group, said the strikes targeted several military positions of Syrian government forces and pro-Iran groups in Homs. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. Military generals met with pro-democracy leaders Saturday in the capital of Khartoum and agreed to sign the deal on April 6, said a spokesman for the pro-democracy bloc. In a statement, Sudan has been mired in chaos after a military coup removed a Western-backed power-sharing government in October 2021. Last December, the military and several pro-democracy groups signed a preliminary deal vowing to restore the transition. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Tennis players from Russia and Belarus will now be allowed to compete at Wimbledon after the All England Club reversed its ban from last year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In order to take part, the players must sign a declaration of neutrality, as well as complying with appropriate conditions. This includes not expressing support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and not accepting any funding from Russia or Belarus. Wimbledon's chairman, Ian Hewitt, said the decision to reverse the ban was a difficult one and was made with a great deal of consideration. Nevertheless, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, condemned the reversal as immoral. Kuleba called on the UK government to deny visas to the Russian and Belarusian players who have now been allowed back at Wimbledon. Karen Chamas, London.
Finland is voting today in legislative elections that could see the country take a dramatic turn to the right as center-right and anti-immigration parties vie to unseat the Social Democratic Prime Minister Sanna Marin. After the breakthrough by nationalists in neighboring Sweden and the far-right's victory in Italy last year, Finland could become the latest country to join the nationalist wave in Europe. The vote comes just days ahead of Finland's formal accession to the NATO Defense Alliance, made possible after Turkey ratified the country's membership bid on Thursday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.